This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The festival of colors, Holi, is being celebrated throughout the country today. The festival signifies the victory of good over evil and celebrates the arrival of spring season. On this day, people apply gulal or colors on one another, exchange greetings, savor sweets and seek the blessings of elders. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion. The President said, "Holi is a vibrant and joyous festival which infuses hope and enthusiasm into people's lives." Vice President Dhankar said, "The festival serves as a poignant juncture for everyone to rejuvenate bonds and welcome the advent of spring." In his message, Prime Minister said, "The festival of colors brings new energy and enthusiasm in everyone's life." BJP has released the fifth list of candidates for 111 Lok Sabha seats. Actress Kangana Ranaut will contest from Mandi Lok Sabha seat in Himachal Pradesh. Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan will fight from Sambalpur, and BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra from Puri Lok Sabha seat in Odisha. Union Minister Nityanand Rai will contest from Ujjairpur. Union Minister Giriraj Singh from Begusarai and senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad from Patna Sahib Lok Sabha seat in Bihar. Former Union Minister Menaka Gandhi will fight from Sultanpur. Former Congress leader Naveen Jindal, who joined BJP yesterday, will fight from Kurukshetra seat. Bharatiya Janata Party BJP has published a second list of candidates for 19 Lok Sabha seats in West Bengal. Earlier, a list of 20 candidates had been published. Later, a candidate withdrew his name from Asansol. Now, a total 38 candidates' names have been declared out of 42 parliamentary constituencies in the state. Veteran BJP leader and former state president Mr. Dilip Ghosh will contest from Vardhman Durgapur seat. Ms. Rekha Patra will contest from Bashirhat Lok Sabha constituency. Former Justice of Kolkata High Court Abhijit Gangopadhyay is fielded in Tamluk seat. He recently resigned from the post and he had given various important verdicts related to teacher recruitment scam in West Bengal. The Congress released its fifth list yesterday, comprising three candidates for the forthcoming Lok Sabha elections. Congress leader Pratap Singh Kacharyawas will now be contesting from Rajasthan's Jaipur Lok Sabha constituency, while Murari Lal Meena has been fielded from Dausa, an SD constituency of Rajasthan, while Mrs. Pratibha Suresh Dhanorkar will run from the Chandrapur Lok Sabha constituency in Maharashtra. Congress released the fourth list of 46 candidates on Saturday. A Mumbai court remanded the 35 Somalian pirates apprehended by the Indian Navy to 10 days of police custody yesterday. The pirates were nabbed by INS Kolkata off Somalia coast. Indian Navy warship INS Kolkata nabbed the pirates after a 40-hour-long operation that commenced on March 15. According to the Indian Navy, INS Kolkata intercepted pirate ship XMV Ruin in the Arabian Sea, a cargo vessel which was being used as mothership to undertake piracy. The Navy rescued 17 crew members from the pirate ship. In table tennis, India's Srija Akula won the women's singles title at the WTT FIDE Beirut 2024 table tennis tournament at the Al Qatar Secondary School in Lebanon yesterday. The 25-year-old Akula, the world number 47, beat Luxembourg's Sarah Dinat 3-1, 6-11, 12-10, 11-5, 11-9 to win what was her second WTT singles career title. Akula, however, failed to clinch a second table tennis title from the Lebanon meet after she and her partner Dia Chitale lost to Hong Kong's China's Du Hoi Kem and Zhu Zhengshu in the women's doubles final. For the mixed doubles crown, India's Paulimente Baishya and Akash Pal beat Satyan Ganashekaran and Manika Batra, while in men's doubles finals, Manu Shah and Manav Thakkar won the event at WTT FIDE Beirut 2 tournament in Lebanon yesterday. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 20 runs at the Sawai Mansingh Indoor Stadium in Jaipur, chasing the target of 194. Runs, Lucknow could muster 170 runs, losing 6 wickets in the allotted 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.